There we go.
Drop that knowledge on
me. I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, I can leave.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And Hayes Dizzle.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A Dizzle.
Live on a Sunday, a St. Patrick's Day Sunday. You can't make this up podcast. Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A Dizzle.
Episode
382 up.
Numbers on the board. Got a lot to get into this week, so let's just check in with the squad. Fellas, how was the week?
Dizzle?
Big chill, super chill. Going on interviews at the job. I am currently 0-6. But it's part of the game, you know. I'm learning from the interviews. I'm getting the feedback. I'm talking to different managers I've never met, so I'm going to get a promotion. It is that time of year, and I got to take the lumps with it. Synchrony is crazy, though, because it's so many people that work there. The competition is ridiculous. It's like you're competing for jobs for people from all around the country because we're all virtual. So I'm applying for jobs in Phoenix. I'm applying for jobs in Florida. And then I'm understanding that all of these people are applying for all of the jobs as well. So it's tough, but promotion coming soon. And I think other than that, it's been real chill. I think the biggest thing is just the baby's crawling. Like the baby's really moving. Like this morning, me and my wife get out of bed and the baby's still asleep. So we think maybe 5-10 minutes later, this nigga's not sleeping in the bed. He's like crawling on the nightstand damn near. So we're gonna have to figure something out. He hasn't slept in his crib since we've bought it, and he's almost too big for it. But now's the time. I feel like we're gonna have to put him in there because he need barriers now. Because
he gonna climb out that mother.
I know, because he's like he's climbing shit, crawling shit. Now he can get from his sitting to his knees, and then from his knees to standing. So yeah, new challenges in the household.
Yeah, this is the time of year where they start falling off the bed, and then has a father of three. When it happened to the first child, we checking them out, making sure mommy didn't go nowhere, making sure they're not hurt. By the time the third child started falling, we like, she's straight.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely coming.
Question.
Yes,
how
sir.
Many different promotions have you had at the main job? Because it seems like you get one like every year.
So that's the goal, is whenever I'm eligible, I'm trying. So yeah. I started working there maybe back in, it's been 8 years. So
okay.
I was part-time for a while while I was going to school. One promotion, bam. Then I became a manager after a few months there, bam. And then now that I'm a manager, I have to stay in my role for 2 years. So my 2 years, it was up in December.
It's been 2 years already?
Man, I feel like you had a promotion last year.
two years. So I've gotten a total of three promotions. And you don't even want to know. So I've gotten three jobs. I've probably went on a total of like 50 interviews like during my time there. So I know it's part of the game. I'm going to just keep my head up and keep on interviewing.
Hey, man, one thing I definitely respect about you, bro, is you be on it. You are on it, man. You know, a lot of people out there, and I'm sure people that listen to this podcast, they've been caught in a cycle at their job thinking like, oh, man, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do a good job. And the boss is going to recognize me and they're going to do right by me.
No.
You know, unfortunately, that's not the case, man. You know, a job, no matter how cool your boss is, at the end of the day, they're not going to reward you unless you demand them reward you with a raise or a pay increase, man. So I salute you for that, bro. You always on the grind.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I ain't scared to get to the money. And I feel like I'm still young in the company. I'm like, y'all need me to carry this shit forward, man. I got different ideas. Come on now.
Right.
No doubt. Yeah. Keller, what's popping with you?
Pretty good week. My middle child turned 15 this week, so we had celebrations with her early on Tuesday during the week. This is my introvert kid, so I was ready to drive to Columbus or drive to Cincinnati to, you know, X restaurant or something different. And this kid looks out for me. She said, "Dad, can we get some Cassanos?" Hell yeah. Take that shit right back to the house. But so hung out with her, though. We had a good day. They also had a bunch of meetings there in a rower club, which is the affiliate of my wife's SG Row sorority. It's for like the children, and she's in that. And they had two new inductees, so they had a ceremony for them this weekend. I also a little stressed at edible, but nothing over the top, just, you know, life of a boss. But as expected, $800, you know, bill for the truck and, you know, blah 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 blah. But all in all, a very good week at edible. And then I also had a DJ gig last night where I DJed a Sweet 16. I booked my first $1,000 wedding this year. Hey. I'm excited for that. They want music for quite a long time, and I started doing the math, and I'm like, well, this gonna be that one. So deposit is paid, but booked a few gigs. I got a couple more coming up, and you know, it's that time of year. Golf league getting ready to start. About to buy some golf clubs, so I'm excited. Just had it all in all a good week.
Dope, man.
About yourself, Kev?
Man, it was pretty slow motion for me as well. Obviously today is St. Patrick's Day. Later on today, we got an event over there at the Hollywood Race Casino. So we're going to be doing an event out there. Me and Justin revealing the brackets for March Madness. So come on out, 5:00 today. Nice. Raceway over there on Needmore. So pull up on us and broadcasting live from over there. Outside of that, probably the biggest thing that I did this week, I got out with my homeboy Kendall. He lives up there in Columbus. His daughter plays basketball for Pick Central, I believe. Yeah, Pick Central. She's a freshman on the team, but she already starts, and she got a better jumper than he had. And my boy Kendall had a nasty jumper when we was in college. I also got out with Boo That Man. We all went down there to support, check out that game. She actually got a scholarship offer for UD because the coach was in the building, shot her a scholarship offer like the day after the game. Unfortunately, they lost in the semifinals to the actual D1 state champs, Springboro. I can't remember the girl's name from Springboro, but she must have been watching a whole bunch of Caitlin Clark because she got a wetter on her. She dropped 38 in the semifinal, boy, and it was a nasty 38. I was highly impressed. Shouts out to Boo That Man, Reg. He actually trains. Yeah, these kids is different, boy. It ain't no just, hey, we're going to post up and just throw it in the basket. She was pulling from deep. Shouts out to Reg, a.k.a. Boo That Man. He actually trains most of the girls on the Springboro basketball team. And he told me, he's like, yeah, she's going to get like 30 at least, minimum 30. Like, she just got 38. She's that cold. She got 38. Even though obviously we were rooting for Pick Central, I did want to see her get 40 because, hey, man, seeing somebody drop 40 in a high school game, like, you got to think about it, man. There's only 8-minute quarters in high school basketball. Yeah. For somebody to go for 38 is crazy time, man. So salute to them. They actually won the state championship yesterday. So shouts out to them, man. But other than that, man, it's been chill. Just getting ready for the spring, man. Teetering with this weather acting crazy, acting like it want to get warm and then it go back to being cold. I just was texting with my mom. She said it's snowing up there in Cleveland. I'm like, keep that shit up there.
We got flurries expected tomorrow, I think.
God damn it.
It's been crazy.
Dizzle, what's popping in the world of sports, man?
I think the biggest story, I know y'all saw the bill being passed in Florida. Prohibiting. We talked about this last week, didn't we? Mm-hmm. We talked about this last week. Basically, prohibiting the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the state of Florida. So NAACP is urging Black college athletes to reconsider playing at the colleges in Florida. Do y'all think there will be any traction with this, or what are y'all thoughts?
A little bit, not a lot, because those schools down there, like Florida, Florida State, have a lot to offer. You know, they have a lot to offer, and they have pathways to the NFL. But, you know, private schools like Miami, you know, they don't have to, you know, cater to these rules of the state. But I think it's very important that the NAACP speaks up for this and makes people aware about what's going on. I mean, why would you want to go somewhere where they're saying you and your people are less than? I mean, shoot, it's not only affecting Black folks. It's affecting, you know, the LGBT plus community. It's affecting, you know, saying foreign exchange students that come from out of the country. Like, all those programs are being shut down as well. And if they're telling you you're not important enough for us to have a Black student union, then why should I go there? There's so many options that you have, especially if you're a D1 athlete. I mean, the world is your oyster. If you're getting recruited by Florida State in Florida, you're getting recruited by Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, USC. You're getting recruited from everybody. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I would encourage people to reconsider that for sure.
Yeah, that's a tough line when it says the bill prohibits the use of state funds for diversity, equality, and inclusion programs. Like, you limiting the funds for the people that are disenfranchised the most. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad. It's Florida, but yeah, definitely needs to be a conversation about that moving forward.
Yeah. Kev, we got to talk about your team. I think you were the main one saying Russell Wilson. Am I getting this right, Killer? Russell Wilson will not be a Steeler.
Let me put my shit on. I've been waiting for this. Let me put my shit on. What's up? What you want to talk about?
What are the Steelers doing? They signed Russell Wilson, and then a day later, maybe 2 days later, now they got Justin Fields.
Yeah, we own it.
What are they doing?
I love it. They fixing the problem. So last year, let me get people up to speed. Last year, we played three quarterbacks. Two of those quarterbacks were horrible. Horrible. Kenny Pickett was horrible. Mr. Biscay was even worse. Shouts out to Mason Rudolph. He did his very best. He won the last three games of the regular season for us. We put up 30 points on the Bengals, about 27 on the Seahawks. We went to Baltimore, got that road victory, and snuck our way into the playoffs. Salute. We'll forever be grateful for Mason Rudolph doing that. But he was average. He was average at best. So he signed a deal with the Titans. Salute. And he made himself some money because he was going to be playing for the vet minimum. I think he signed like a one-year deal for like $4 million. Salute to Mason Rudolph. But Kenny Pickett, you sucked. You sucked. I mean, we could talk about whose fault it was. If it's his fault, the offensive coordinator, the players on the team. Fact of the matter, you didn't play good. So we traded his ass to Philly for 2 seventh-round picks. You're about to paint. So we needed a backup quarterback. And Justin Fields has been out there. People are, oh, man, we get a second-round pick. I've been stern to say, do not give up anything more than a fourth-round pick for Justin Fields. And ultimately, we traded a sixth-round pick for Justin Fields. Now, if Justin Fields plays more than 50% of the snaps, that pick goes up to a fourth-round pick. But it ain't even a pick into the 2025 draft, so it don't even affect anything that's going on this upcoming season. We got Russ on a one-year deal for the vet minimum. Justin Fields only making $3 million. We spending big money on linebackers and safeties. We fixing our team. We ready to do some damage. Killer was popping.
It's terrible. It's terrible. So Fields coming from the starting role at the Bears. Wilson coming from the starting role at Broncos.
Yeah.
Russell's deal is $1.21 million with 39 coming from the Broncos. And Fields, like you said, he got the 4.5 deal.
Yeah.
Who the starter? And what happens if Russ takes y'all there? What happens to Fields?
This is a great problem to have. This is a great problem to have. If Russ balls out, then he comes back. If he stinks, We got Fields. They're both on one-year deals. So they can pick up the fifth-year option by May 2nd. Obviously, do not do that, because if you pick up the fifth-year option on Justin Fields, that's like $20 million. Offer him a contract extension, I don't know, maybe 3 years for $20 million or something like that, to keep him in the fold if he's going to be a quarterback on your roster, or maybe for the future, if Russ stinks, then we got him to come in. I think Russ should start. Justin Fields should take a step back, be a backup for a season, and see how things go. Because ain't no more starting roles out there. Everybody else got their starting quarterbacks on lock or about to draft one.
Is Judy the answer to Johnson?
No, Jerry Judy, he went to the Browns. So,
oh, that's right. So y'all just got rid of Johnson.
Yeah, we traded Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers for a cornerback. We need some wide receivers.
That's all about
that. How are your hands? How are your hands? Can you catch?
I think I played wide receiver for 1 year, and my stat line was maybe one catch. I don't have no football memories of me catching shit.
Now, I can see where it could be a success for y'all, but it's very concerning to have someone that used to start that's 25, mm-hmm. now about to be a backup to somebody that's 35, mm-hmm. that's on his way out of the league. I hope Fields got a good mental game, because that's a lot to endure.
Did they already give him the starting job? Like, it's already Russell's to lose?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know how that morale in that quarterback room really holds up behind when the cameras is off. You know, I can see everybody keeping it PG, but let y'all motherfuckers start come out 1-4. It's gonna be hoopla in the city. So,
no doubt. After that, what happened on any team that starts that way? Yeah. But I mean, it's worth a shot considering the quarterback room that we had last year. I mean, like I said before, man, they was just bad. And I mean, it's such a small sample size for Mason Rudolph those last three games of the regular season. Like, you can't roll the dice on that again. Because I mean, shoot. He's been with the team for 5-6 years already, and he finally showed you something in his last three games. So you about to make a big financial investment into somebody that's only played good football for three games. Not the biggest Russ guy in the world, especially off the last couple seasons. But shoot, for $1 million, it's worth a shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. $4 million or $5 million for two QBs, y'all winning in that regard.
Oh, no doubt. You got to – you look at what the – Browns, man, what? Deshaun is like $60 million.
I just can't wait for the third string wide receiver that's making like eight, telling Rush shut the fuck up. Like, I just can't wait.
Throw me the ball, nigga.
It's gonna be hoopla. It's gonna be some hoopla.
It's always hoopla with Russ. Always.
Killer, what's your team doing in free agency? I heard they was trying to get Justin Jefferson. Is this real?
I don't know how real it is. I don't know if it's possible, but to bring back the LSU Tiger National Championship squad all on one NFL team would be great to have Chase, Burrow, and Jefferson. But we made some good moves. Got a good defensive player. Made some normal Bengal bullshit that we should have did a little more. But I think there's a chance that happens. But with the franchise tag of Higgins, that's going to have to go. And then Boy, I think, is trying to go or gone or on his way out the door. So I don't know. That's a lot to ask out of you. You'll be paying 30% of your roster to the wide receiver room. So,
so. What y'all going to do with T? Y'all going to trade him?
I think so. I think ultimately he is a valuable trade bait to have to get somebody like a veteran, top dog. I wouldn't get rid of him for picks or compensation or, someone to develop. We got to fill that position. Cause, he getting like 20. Chase going to have to get more than Higgins. So we're creating a problem. If we try to get Justin too, so we're gonna have to get rid of some of that.
And then y'all gave up, traded Nixon to the Texans.
Yeah, first he got released, and then they said, wait, let's just trade him. So, I was a little bit of a Mixon fan. I got a bunch of Bengals friends that was not and was happy that Mixon was out the door. I don't think Zach Moss is the answer, but we'll see.
Better draft somebody.
Yeah.
What y'all think about Henry? Did we talk about Henry to the Ravens, Derrick Henry?
Yeah, that's solid.
It looked good on paper, but it's like I'm not the biggest NFL guy. Let me get that out the way now. These is like bottom tier takes here. But wasn't they already good? It was already a good running team. What's Derrick Henry about to do for them that they haven't already been doing?
You
upgraded. Okay. Who is it? Gus Harris or something like that. Gus Edwards. He signed a deal with somebody else. So basically, you're replacing Gus Edwards with Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry is way better than Gus Edwards.
And you get in that red zone. That linebacker spying on Lamar gonna have to consider spying on Henry too. It opens up the playbook a lot for them because you ain't asking Henry to get you 200 yards every week, but when you down at that 8-yard line, fall forward every time, it's a win. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a good pickup for them in their offense and how they run the offense.
Yeah. What other moves? I'm not the biggest NFL guy. So I hear the big names, but any other moves going on? What's Aaron Rodgers doing? Any updates?
Vice president. Those are the crazy rumors going on about A-Rod. He's going to be a vice president. I don't know, man. He's just a wacky dude. I say probably the biggest free agency move out there for me on a personal level, I think that Hollywood Brown going to the Chiefs is like a crazy pickup for them. I mean,
who was he with last year? Was it the Cardinals?
The Cardinals.
Okay. Look at me, man. Come on. I got to get the applause going.
Yeah, go ahead. We know you out your element talking NFL.
I'm trying. All my shit, all my knowledge comes from playing Madden.
But I just think that if you get Hollywood Brown with a quarterback like Mahomes, and then we saw what Mahomes did when he had Tariq Hill. Now, obviously, Hollywood Brown is not Tariq Hill, but he's fast. Yeah. He's real fast. And you get him a speed receiver. You get Rice second year. Kelsey still running those underneath routes. I think this is a major upgrade at the wide receiver position for Kansas City with Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. I know a couple quarterbacks got the bag. Baker got the bag.
Yeah.
Cousins got the bag. Tampa Bay took care of Mike Evans, gave him his deserved check that he set back to let them get Brady for. So I know he got taken care of. Aaron Donald retired. So it's a couple big names. I know us Bengals fans was happy to see Donald go. That monster. But a lot of moves. Calvin Ridley, I think, went to the Texans. So you got some people that's moved around. And I think this NFL season is going to be nice. I think it's going to be a good one.
I like when the big names move. Because, you know, NBA is good for a big name trade, big stars going to different markets. So I do like seeing a lot of movement in the NFL. It just makes it more interesting for the casual fan, seeing how these different players will team up. But what else? ATL doing anything? Kirk Cousins? You going to get him an iced out grill? I can already see it. Agent of the decade. This nigga paid.
Yeah.
Big money. He's a legend at the
bank. Saquon went to the enemies. Left New York.
Went Tiki Barber tripping.
Speak on that to me.
Yeah. Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to see nobody from the Cincinnati go to the Steelers. I'd be pretty you dead to me too.
But what fans got to realize with Saquon and the Giants is they never offer him a contract.
Yep.
Like, so if they don't offer you a contract, you can't just say, yeah, I'm staying on the team. Like, they're moving on from him, too. So I guess they think they're mad because he chose to go to Philly. Like, they need a running back. They offer me the most money. That's where I'm playing football.
You know who need a running back? The Cowboys.
Oh, man. Yeah, them too.
They got rid of Pollard. Man, they ain't get nobody.
They're gonna bring
going to draft.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. It's probably gonna draft Jonathan. What's his name? Jonathan Brooks from Texas or Trey Benson from Florida State. Those two top running backs out there. Got to get one of them dudes.
Where's Harrison going? Marvin.
Cardinals.
I think so.
Quarterback's going to go 1, 2, 3. He's going to end up in Arizona.
I think so, too.
Marv, they got their pro day coming up in a couple weeks, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got? And basketball news. I don't remember what podcast he went on, but Norris Cole was talking and said that Kyrie and Steph Curry had no chance against that prime D Rose. And I think we all would agree that this is not really breaking news. And we all saw what D Rose was doing to everybody in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all agree? I think we agree across the board here.
Without a doubt. Healthy D Rose was a sight to see. I got to see him at the Flying to the Hoops tournament when he was in high school. That was healthy knee Derrick Rose was an unstoppable force. And I think that those big name people that we've had over the years that's had the injuries that still get the respect, he'll be in that category forever because people that played even a little bit of sports saw what it was. And the ones like Norris Cole that made it and played in the league saw what it was. So I definitely think that he was and is a top point guard of all time.
Derrick Rose different. Mm-hmm. I mean, the athleticism to the roof. I mean, for people that didn't see prime Derrick Rose, just think Ja Morant, but more explosive. The way Ja be dunking on folks and attacking the rim, that's exactly how Derrick Rose played, but more aggressive, more explosive, more athleticism. Derrick Rose was a major problem.
Yeah.
Shout out to D Rose. I think it was like a fake news.
We thought
he retired for a second. I had to Google it. Was it ball sex sports that got you?
Probably. Bastards. Right. Had the Wolves bomb on there and everything. I was like, oh shit, let me make my little TikTok. Wrong. trying to be first.
That's it in sports. Not too much action. Lakers been losing. We ain't gonna talk about that yet.
Why don't we want to talk about D-Lo? You hit us up when D-Lo playing good. Why can't we talk about D-Lo when he playing like, you know, D-Lo?
I mean, we could talk about it. I mean, I don't like him being in the interviews all sad looking, talk about he don't know what's at stake. They just lost to the Warriors last night, which puts them in the 10th place and behind the Warriors. It's looking real bleak. I ain't gonna act like it's not.
How many games left? About 20?
It's about, we got about a month.
Probably
and a
less
half.
Than that.
Yeah. It's probably around 20 games left, and it don't look like they're trying to make any strides. Usually, they hit this little home stretch on a run, but they done lost their last two to teams that are in the same boat. Like, they're in contention. The Mavericks, the Kings, Suns, and the Warriors.
14 games left.
I was going to say, I just Googled, and everybody got like 14, 15 games left. Yeah.
They are losing to the teams that they have to beat. It's just as simple as that. And the Lakers are good for just losing to anybody. Like, we can beat anybody, but then there's a good chance we're going to lose to the most random people. And I hate that the niggas that's injured always choose to come back when they play the Lakers. Like, Steph was hurt. Steph been out. Why would you come back that game? But
Saturday night prime time, I'm playing.
Lakers got 14 games left. They got Minnesota, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Washington, Memphis twice, Toronto, New Orleans, Pacers twice, 76ers, Brooklyn, and Atlanta.
That sounds like a good schedule. It was scary at first because you was talking
about Run that back a little bit slower.
We got Minnesota. They only have it as in how many games is left and who those opponents are. So it's 14 games left. Minnesota,
lost.
Milwaukee.
Lost.
Cleveland.
Win.
Washington.
Win.
Two times for Memphis.
Split. Two wins.
Toronto.
Win.
New Orleans.
Win.
Two times for the Pacers.
Split.
76ers.
Win.
Brooklyn.
Win.
Atlanta.
Win. That you good. That's 9 wins right there.
So they'll be 9-5. That's not gonna move the needle. It's gonna be a 9th or 10th place.
I mean, they're gonna be in the play-in. They're in the play-in. Like, wait, who's behind them? Who's behind them on the play-in? Houston.
Yeah, the Rockets is out the way. Yeah, they should.
Yeah, they're in the play-in, dude. They're in the play-in. Like, they're not gonna make it to the 6th spot.
The Rockets got a tougher schedule. They got OKC, Dallas, Clippers, Washington, Portland twice, Utah 3 times. Minnesota twice.
Who made that schedule? Put them 3 times at the back of the year.
Right. So, yeah. It's
looking bleak. My take is that only one of either Golden State or LA Lakers make the playoffs. They both not making it.
This list is too kind of cool. It says the remaining schedule strength. So if we go on by this, where'd it go? Lakers are 22nd in the strength of schedule. So like you said, a bunch of wins should fall on their plate. But some of these teams ahead of them, Houston's 20. Who else is in front of them?
Dallas.
Sacktown. Okay, so they all got easier schedules.
I'll say this. You want to play Sacramento if you're in the play-in. You don't want to play the Mavericks because you got to go up against Luka.
Man, give me Luka. Get some bonus. Take some bonus.
Crazy.
AD is 0-10 against Sabonis.
That's just circumstance, man. That's not a real stat. Not a real stat, man.
That's a real
AD,
stat.
And AD got hurt last night, by the way, just in case anybody was
wondering. I didn't see him. I saw he had only like 12 minutes. So, yeah, it's looking bad for the Lakers is what it boils down to. It was a good run.
Killer, what's popping in the world of entertainment?
Man, so first up, Dr. Dre will be honored with the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next week. How do y'all feel about that? I'm sure everyone feels that's well-deserved and long overdue. But
that's the crazy thing. Like, so I've heard that, like, you obviously have to be nominated to do this. And, like, there's always, like, a push from, you know what I'm saying, your PR firm to get you one, and you actually have to pay for it and pay for the upkeep of the star on the Walk of Fame. But like you just said, we took so long. Like, this is Dr. Dre, man. Exactly. We're in 2024. Like, Dr. Dre has been a thing since 1988. Now, obviously, hip-hop music wasn't recognized like that until, like, the early 2000s. But you would figure around, you know, 2000, 2002, he should have got one. But, you know, we're here. 2024, Dr. Dre gonna get that star.
Yeah, they could have gave him a star for his contributions to Beats by Dre. You know what I'm saying? Like, that alone changed the game of headphones. So definitely long overdue. Dr. Dre is a GOAT.
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, yeah. Def Jam rapper Boss, known for her Born Gangsters album, has passed away at the age of 54.
My question is, Dizzle, have you ever heard of Boss?
Nope. what's a song? Y'all got a song?
Yeah, I'm pulling one up for you right now. Pulling one up for you right now. Hold on, where is it? Because it's not on the.
It's not on 90s.
Yeah, so she's from Detroit, and one of like the biggest things about her was like, so many people talked about like, oh man, she was a fake gangster, and she's like the first industry plant or whatever, basically a made up person in the game or whatever. But yeah, she had a nice album. She made some songs with Spice One, a couple other
I don't know why my brain thought of Ice Spice when you said that. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Take five.
Damn.
You stay in your car because we're faster than you think.
Come on, YouTube. This the joint you have with Spice One, Don't Ring the Alarm. A little story rap about robbing a bank. They're about to get us demonetized. Where's our big single at?
All right. We ain't gonna talk about the 90s trend.
She had a song called Recipe of a Hoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sound like some vibes.
A little something
to check out for sure. RIP to her.
Yeah, indeed.
What else we got? Of course we got Diddy news. A woman suing Diddy and singer Aaron Hall for rape has filed an amendment complaint alleging she was only 16 when the incident happened, Rolling Stones reports. Well, ain't looking good for Mr. Dancing All in the Videos.
When's it happen? When's it officially happened that, you know what I'm saying, y'all as DJs, me as a radio station, get the cancel Diddy, don't play any more Bad Boy music? When is it going to be this week? Because it seems like it's something every single week, and at some point that hammer's going to drop.
I hope we just canceling Diddy and like a few not songs that, yeah, not. I did a Bad Boy mix for Hot 102.9 probably eight years ago. And that mix I still play before like the gig when you're setting up and getting just, you know, that's still one of my go-to mixes. Like that Bad Boy mix, just when you think about all the artists and the time and space and where that music comes from, that would hurt is equal to the R. Kelly catalog. Cause that R. Kelly catalog is a fine line now and I don't like it because man, them was some hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna take the actual, you know, him getting put in prison or a video coming out or some pictures, or it's gonna take something like that for us to actually give him the R. Kelly treatment.
Yeah,
it's every week, man. Every single week there's something else. You know what was it, last week or the week before, you know, it was kind of like fun and jokes and games with Meek Mill and stuff like that, but like when you start talking about a 16-year-old, like yikes, it's, you better lawyer up, boy. You better lawyer up in a big way.
We got to talk about it. The U.S. House has officially passed a bill to ban TikTok if its owner, Chinese company ByteDance, refuses to sell the platform. This sounds like the American strong arm. This sounds like the strong arm.
We got some balls on us, boy.
Did we not go through this recently? I feel like this same exact thing happened maybe a year or two ago where they was trying to make them sell it. And what happened?
Well, it never hit the floor. It's now the government is involved to where they're trying to ban it from the government side of things. But then former senators and government officials are trying to buy it.
Okay.
So it just sounds like the American dream, unfortunately.
Yeah, we got some balls on us telling another country to sell their shit.
Yeah,
us. Sell your shit, and then we'll let you use it in our country. Like, that is the American way, man, if I've ever heard something. It really sucks for me because I just started really posting content on TikTok, you know, trying to get a little monetization on this side of town. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if TikTok goes away, there will be another. There will be another. But they got a fan base is something that's basically just like TikTok. So if your TikTok gets shut down, just go over to fan base. You'll be all right.
I went to my 16 and 15-year-old with that question this week. And the pure confidence of something else will be here, you know, right after. Like just the pure, we ain't tripping. If it goes away, it goes away. We'll have something else to do tomorrow. You know, like it was just kind of like that mentality. And I was like, damn.
On to the next.
Yep, to be young. That's all they know is the fast life. What else we got? Justin Timberlake, Tiny Desk concert. How we feeling about it? How we feeling about it?
We all fucks with JT. We all fucks with JT. JT's the man. This nigga had a megaphone. The megaphone. Shouts out to JT, man. Yeah. Quality vibes, man. Quality vibes.
My wife still ain't forgave him for Janet Jackson. And then every time I hear that song, yeah, that's what I think about. Every time I hear that song, and he performed it, I'm gonna have you naked by the end of this song. Everybody was thinking it. Y'all was thinking it too.
Right. We should all salute him for
salute that. Salute JT. Yeah, that was the whole world got to see what something they all wanted to see.
So, yeah, man. The only cat that got to see them nips was what, Jermaine Dupri and Bobby Brown. Now the whole world got to see it.
Exactly.
That's messed up. Nah, this shit was fire though.
What else we got? Let's see. Oh, Damson Idris, Franklin Saint. What is his last name? Saint.
Franklin Saint.
That's right. He wins the Outstanding Actor in the Drama Series for Snowfall at the 2024 NAACP Image Awards. Man, I miss Snowfall. I miss it bad. I might have to go rewatch it like I did The Wire because I was getting to that point where I need my Franklin Saint fix.
Yeah.
And I might just start all the way over.
Yeah, because BMF, there. BMF ain't giving us that feeling.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. I got things to say about BMF. But this is crazy. This is outstanding, man. I mean,
yeah.
We know the character. We love the character, Franklin Saint. We love the show. But his acceptance speech was pretty cool. His mom flew all the way from Nigeria, 17 hours to see if he actually won. So that was super cool, man. I mean, we love Snowfall, man. We all need to do a good rewatch on that joint.
Facts. What else we got? Oh, quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Hey! OJ the Juice Man has been arrested on cocaine and gun charges in Georgia. Now that was a one-hit wonder. If I ever see one in the rap game.
I'm trying to think if he had another. He only had that one song?
Correct.
He was featured on Bricks, though.
Yeah.
Bricks. Oh, wait, Bricks. Oh, okay. Even though I don't remember his verse. Exactly. I only remember Gucci verse.
Yeah. Other songs, goddamn.
So I wanted to ask ahead, that is that hoodness of our culture and then getting into whatever, whether it's rap, whether it's executive position, whether it's politics, whatever, coming from a certain place, why is it so hard to let that stuff go? I mean, it seems to be very difficult for our people to not continue the bullshit that got them to where they are. You know what I'm saying? Like they got bullshit on their plate. They got somewhere. Now they got to keep doing the bullshit and can't just get right.
Hey, man.
It's like you say all the time, bro. You got that one hit and you rock out for that one summer. You going on all these club dates, making cash money and spending it fast on gold chains and rims and liquor and alcohol. And then next thing you know, you at ground zero still to this day. Like it's just a lack of maturity, it's a lack of knowledge, it's just a whole bunch of lacking.
Yeah. And the bills is due.
yeah.
Crazy enough, so right now I'm reading a Prodigy book from Mobb Deep, and obviously he's early mid 90s or whatever, but like even when they had their third album out, the one with Quiet Storm with the remix with Lil' Kim, Hot Tub, here we go again. Like, they have been selling millions of albums, going on tour. The nigga still was living in the motherfucking projects, man. Like, because, like, they thought, like, oh, man, I'm keeping it real, that type of vibe. They didn't move out of the projects until, like, that album was about to come out. And at that time, according to him, like, they had bought a big house, but they brought all the homeboys with them. So he had his pregnant girlfriend living there, his group member Havoc living there, and the niggas from the neighborhood living there too, and wondered why the drama kept following him. Why are you a grown ass man living with a whole bunch of other grown ass men?
Right,
and
right.
You got a girl
bringing happy PJs with you.
Ain't no way, bro. It's a bad mentality.
So getting back on this power talk, Power Book 2 Ghost will end with season 4. The Stars drama's final season will air in two parts, with part 1 debuting June 7th and part 2 will launch September 6th.
The best thing that could have happened to that series is for it to is it canceled? Because I saw that it got canceled.
Well, they use the word end.
Oh, okay.
They got the sequel on deck. So
Stars is using the word end. The characters, especially Michael Rainey Jr., is said canceled.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
Best thing that could have happened.
I agree with Dizzle. I agree. Like that's something like if you know going into it, like, hey, this is the final season, the writers can wrap things up, wrap put a nice pretty bow, as opposed to leaving people in limbo. So I agree on that behalf.
So is Tariq still in college?
No.
He's out that classroom.
He is out in the streets.
These are predictions, or did I miss something?
No, I'm just throwing out predictions.
Oh, okay.
Because this has to go, it has to end crazy for it to be not a laughing stock show. You know, like to be a show that we just like enjoyed for the humor of a Friday night and a podcast conversation on Sunday. Like for it to really be something that we talk about in the future and say whether it was good or not. They got to end this shit kind of crazy. So some long standing people they got to go, they got to die, and it has to be. I'm gonna need 6 of those 10 episodes to be crazy.
Wow, that's facts. And it has the opportunity to end it on a high note. I don't think it's gotten to that point to where it's a laughing stock show like one of the other ones. But yeah, 4 seasons is a great run. If they can wrap it up good, you know, I have nothing but praises for it. I do like that show.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like Tariq, the original Power was 6 seasons. This is 4. He's been on this show for 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah.
Dude started on that show when he was 12.
Yeah. Now he got bitches. So before we get to the sequel or Power prequel, whatever you want to call it, announcement, I want to talk about the first 3 seasons of this here BMF. I mean, the first 3 episodes of
season. Go for it.
Where are y'all standing? Did y'all watch the last one? Are you all caught up?
I told y'all I'm on my last legs with this show. I didn't watch episode 3, which features Tupac Shakur, I believe.
Oh, and Lil Baby. Don't forget Lil Baby.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. All I saw was the Tupac with the skinny bandana on his little head. I almost don't want to watch the episode.
So I didn't hear none of that prior to, and I was doing something, and I didn't realize what I was looking at. I'm like, they better not. And he finally said something about it don't affect Pac like that, you know, or something like to where he was talking in himself, like, and I'm just like, that is not
Tupac. Person.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Why was his bandana so skinny? Tupac's bandana was never tied that tight, where the bandana was small.
Right. Yeah, he had the wide boy.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that show is on his last leg. I honestly, when I see nudity, I hope it's just Lala's tits and that's it. But it's been random strip club shots and random people. It's getting to be, I feel like it's getting to be too like a circus. It's literally becoming like, who does 50 know or who knows 50 and how can I get one of these episodes? And it literally be like, just come through. Like that's what it feels. that's what it feels like is happening with this show.
They said 2 Chainz with that afro look like a Fat Albert character. This shit is bad, man.
Yeah. Neo looking like Danny Glover. I don't know what's going on.
Shout out to 50. He is doing his job by like putting people on, giving them a look.
But is he putting them on, or are they just like playing high school drama club? And because putting on means like they're gonna continue in this world of acting, and some of these scenes they better not get another role.
Nah, because we had young Miami. He's had a lot of artists on the show. Kendrick Lamar was on the show at one point.
He's had some people on
there. 2 Chainz, Snoop. Yeah, the list goes on.
This is bad. This is very bad. Shouts out to Fifth, man. Fitz 50, man. If you ever listen to this podcast, we appreciate you. We appreciate your music. We definitely appreciate the Power series. But this BMF, this is falling off the tracks, man. This is falling off the tracks bad. We are no longer watching for the BMF story. We are watching to laugh, and we are laughing at you, not with you.
Yes.
This Tupac, I don't know why. Look, man, I like Tupac just like everybody else. Tupac is a legendary figure in music and entertainment, all that good stuff. But I feel like the same way I feel about the Michael Jordan thing. Whenever somebody interviews Isaiah Thomas, they have to bring up Michael Jordan. Uh-huh. And whenever we have a show about the 90s, for some reason they have to drop Tupac in there. Just because, hey, Tupac was around there. And this guy that played Tupac, it's supposed to be 1991. Tupac did not dress like that in 1991. This is the Juice era Tupac. He had the slope with the part down the middle and the herringbone chain. He was dressed like Tupac in the Death Row days with the leather vest on and the bad bandana backwards, like, and a baldy. Like, I'm a sucker for continuity. And like, they had somebody that was dressed in Fat Farm. Fat Farm didn't come out till 93. Like, why did they have Fat Farm on in 1991? That wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. That's
and for all these people to have, or most of these people to have lived it and not even care that the story ain't even adding up. I mean, cats didn't have dreads in 91.
Not like that.
Right.
Not like those. Right. So, like I said, I haven't watched it. Was the Tupac scene, did it even matter? Like, what is Tupac to the storyline?
It didn't matter.
Okay.
It didn't matter.
It was so left field. It was at some Barnum's and Bailey's Atlanta's function. And
there goes Tupac, because there's randomly in the corner.
Right. Yeah, that was at Jack the Rapper, which was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was a conference back in the day and all that type of stuff, which I thought was cool that they talked about it, but that was just bad, man. That was horrible. And I always think to myself, like, man, the cheating ass Charles, you too good of an actor to be on this show, man. Because the people around you, you act in circles around. And the other part is, Meech acting has gotten better, but the people around him have worse and worse, man.
Yeah.
Y'all still gonna watch?
Yeah.
I'm in too deep now, man. I'm a watch, but it's on his last legs. We're gonna see. What happened in the episode? We didn't even say what's been going on. Do we even know?
Killer.
I'll do my best. Basically, in episode 3, Meech trying to get himself situated down in Atlanta, trying to get the connects and everything in order in the squad together. Of course, they have some hiccups. They have some issues. Pops comes down because, you know, Meech trying to get the Atlanta house together, and the black cop, he's on the dark side of things. So he's working with a different crew. They cross paths. So it's just a lot of blending, a lot of, you know, same role but just for a different team. And
I'm gonna finish out this season. If there is no sight of an end, or if it just goes off the rails some more, this is my last season. Especially because they got the new joint, like you said, they got the prequel coming out.
Yeah. So
Ghost and Tommy origin story. Y'all watching that?
Hell yeah. Because you look at Raising Kanan, they doing it right. They doing it right. This shit is A1. Like I said before, the only problem I have with Raising Kanan is Kanan, dude playing Kanan, won't commit all the way to the haircut. He won't go ahead and get a ball fade. Mm-hmm. Now, you got like a mini afro box situation. Go ahead and get a ball fade flat top, and then we good. Continuity's on point. But the prequel to Tommy and Ghost, I'm here for.
Yeah, they did a really good job, I think, of at least it stuck in my head how before Ghost died, how they tied in all that high school stuff with him and the girl that he was messing with, and they all went to school together, and they haven't really told that story of how they got there. So for them to kind of tie that into kind of how Ghost initially died and all that stuff, but to get back to that, because that was like the height for me of the Power series. So
are they not gonna, my thought was that they was gonna include young Tommy and Ghost on the Raising Kanan show. Like at what point are they gonna do? Yeah, like at what point are they, is Kanan gonna meet Tommy and Ghost? And is it gonna be the same characters that's gonna be in the prequel? Like
they better be for continuity's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know. You never know. Right. With the Power series.
Yeah. Right.
I do have one prediction about Ghost, the Power Ghost, Tariq, whatever version. You know how they're talking about the cancellation or the end of the series? I think the shit is all promo. Shit is all promo. I think the series is ending, but like the all the back and forth between Michael Rannion Jr. and 50, I think it's all promo. It's all promo for the show.
Sounds about right.
Yep, I can see that.
All right, man. Couple quick hitters before we slide up out of here on this good St. Patrick's Day Sunday. Bruno Mars allegedly has $50 million of gambling debt at MGM casinos. Killer, what type of advice can you give him?
Player, put your piggy ring into the pawn shop. He got to go sell some shit. Sell a house. You don't want to have that debt because you'll end up in Hangover out in the desert somewhere messing with them. He definitely he gonna have to put out some new music.
They're gonna have him in there dancing.
He gonna be doing a free.
I know he got a residency out there. Like they about to be like, yeah, you about to be working for us for free.
Yeah, you're doing that residency like a Dolly Parton. You're gonna turn that shit into the Dolly World. It's gonna be Bruno World out there.
$50 million though, that's crazy.
That's insane. That's insane, man.
To keep losing. Pornhub,
yeah, that's a lot of losing. Pornhub disables its website in Texas over age verification laws.
Thank God I don't live in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, that's only one of the plenty many sites, though. What, are they only banning Pornhub, not the other joints?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait. The kids, if they're not going to be on Pornhub, they'll be on the other site, or they'll simply just go to, you know, Twitter. What's the big deal?
Right.
I was talking to my wife about this. We actually saw this in a joking manner, but it was true. I'm like, these kids don't know how good they got it. I was like, back in my day, if a tape was in the hood, you had to wait 3 or 4 days per person, and you might have been person 7 to get the tape. Oh yeah, you was three four weeks out from seeing the tape for sure.
Hell nah.
Yeah, nope. Being Killer from the tape era, Dizzle from the DVD era.
Right.
This kid's got it way too good, man. Way too good.
I saw this. It said Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are losing 1,000 stores. Is this the beginning of the end? Like, I need my Dollar Tree.
That's not that ain't gonna touch them, because I have been every time I've been to, and especially when I drove the 4 times to Florida and all over the country last couple of years for these weddings, there's a dollar store everywhere. I'm talking the smallest of towns in Florida, it'd be nothing there but a gas station and a dollar store.
Yeah.
So I think losing 1,000 just puts it to where the roar dollar stores might be closing, but the city ones are still going fine and strong.
I hope so. I hope so, because I'm an avid Dollar Tree goer. I've been going since a kid. I definitely remember it stealing my dad's quarters, getting about $4 or $5 worth of snacks. So I need my Dollar Trees, man. I need my Dollar Trees to hang in there.
Yeah.
But shit, there ain't a dollar no more.
Most of the stuff's still a dollar. Everything ain't a dollar. At first, it was everything's a dollar. Now they got it's still a lot of dollar shit, though.
So is the Dollar Store, Dollar Tree, whatever, are those the new versions of the corner stores? Because back when I was a kid, we had this spot called One Stop that was down the street from us. So, like, they had all the penny candy, they had the Annihilators, they had Mortal Kombat in that joint. The chips for the low. Like, is that what the new is that what Dollar Store is right now?
I was
like, you say, it ain't the low though, because that family bag of chips like $7 now. Maybe them like some of the stuff you buy in there is so expensive, it's crazy. But it's the convenience of it's right next to your home more than likely. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go too far to find one. So.
Well, there it is, another episode of You Can't Make This Up podcast. Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.